Hey guys, welcome back to Food G Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about multivitamins. And I know one or most of you have took a multivitamin or any kind of dietary supplement in your life, and I feel like it would be a great topic to talk about because I basically have took a vitamin also, and I was also wondering maybe there aren't many benefits or they just don't work. So we're just going to be talking about that. Without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so for any topic, there's always two sides. For multivitamins, there's a side that believes that multivitamins are beneficial and they are, they're going to improve your health and maintain good health. While there is the other side where they say that multivitamins don't improve your health, they do nothing, and they do more harm than good. Well, in my opinion, I think that multivitamins, they do not really work. And I think I have experience for this because I tried a vitamin or a supplement before and it doesn't quite work. But I didn't know that they did harm to the body because that was a new thing or a new kind of topic or idea that I kind of thought into. Like, I was like, maybe vitamins don't do only good, maybe they do nothing or they do even worse. So I started researching these articles online, and I saw that most of them say that basically they cause heart disease, cancer, all these unknown diseases, or even worse, even unknown and like the known ones that are, you know, just not that nice to talk about. But, you know, vitamins, everyone has a different opinion, and if you don't like this opinion, you don't have to listen to my podcast. But I hope you consider listening to some of the information I share today because it might be really helpful for those of you who do take a vitamin, because I know one of you that are listening to my episode, this episode, or my podcast know that I talk a lot about food, and food is very important in anyone's body. But no one really thought about how vitamins do impact your body, just like food. So, these are my reasons why I believe that multivitamins are not beneficial and they cause more harm than good. Well, first, multivitamins, they're just a pill that are not FDA regulated, right? I searched this up and I know they are not FDA regulated, unlike the prescription drugs that are FDA regulated, which means that there is a certain amount of different kinds of minerals and, you know, or like the type of drug that is in it, the quantity or how much of that quantity is in there. But for vitamins, they aren't really regulated. So if you say that you take a multivitamin, you might be getting more vitamin D than vitamin C, right? Or you might be getting more beta carotene than vitamin E. So you really don't know of a vitamin because it's just not as strictly regulated, which isn't that good, in my opinion. And I feel like it's not safe for us humans to be taking these random pill-like features or just gummy, you know, that aren't really regulated safely. And I think, you know, we should have more information before we take these random, you know, so-called multivitamins. But many people think they are safe, and I don't know, if it works for you, then keep on taking it. But you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do, I'm just here to share my opinion. So yeah, that was one of basically the first reasons why I don't believe they are beneficial. The second reason why I don't believe that multivitamins are beneficial and they waste your money is because that vitamins, which I just recently learned about, they cause diseases and they do more harm than good. Yes, they basically cause diseases, and it's not that nice to hear, but you gotta do your research. So over the weekend I've been researching about multivitamins. Since I do have a project on this and I kind of have to do a research paper on multivitamins, I also have to write an essay in this, so I kind of have to research about this. So I basically found some studies of, you know, saying that studies by these medical or nutrition people. What are they called? Nutritionists. Yes, they talked about multivitamins, and they say that multivitamins do cause these diseases, and in high dosage, basically, that's even worse. Such as, you know, if you combine vitamin E and beta carotene, or was it vitamin A? I'm pretty sure it was vitamin A and beta carotene. Anyways, these two vitamins combined together, they're not safe. They're basically, they equal death. I have seen many people say that beta carotene and vitamin A are not good for you in general, but, you know, I just listen to what I do for research, not what other people do as research, or like what other people say about multivitamins. I mainly just, you know, do my own research. But yeah, you know, that's the second reason why that I believe multivitamins are not that beneficial to your body, and they do more harm than good. The third reason why I believe this, basically, or on the con side, is because I feel like multivitamins, basically, they're not really good for you because they kind of make you eat unhealthier and kind of rely on them than eating real whole dense, nutrient dense, like foods, you know, like fruits and vegetables that contain real vitamins and real minerals that your body basically can intake. This is really important because multivitamins are just a small little part of your nutrients or minerals that you take, right? Whereas whole foods that you actually eat, they actually impact you more. They basically make up you, and they're more, you know, they're basically better for you also, because there are other nutrients that you can't really get from multivitamins and minerals that you can't really get from one single pill a day. Pill, because, you know, it's mainly shaped in a pill or a gummy, you know, you don't get every single vitamin or mineral in that. But if you eat some sorts of meat or like some other stuff, you get those vitamins and minerals in, and you get more, you know. So I guess it's also really important to eat real wholesome foods and not just rely on multivitamins. And the fourth reason why multivitamins are not really good for you is because they are expensive, okay? They cost more than just buying real wholesome, dense, nutrient-dense foods. And you could be getting more real food, you know, for less. And multivitamins just cost too much money, and it's breaking your bank, basically. So if you want nutrients, unless you are really deficient in that nutrient or that mineral vitamin, you can get a vitamin to try out for yourself. But if you have a really good diet every single day and you're eating healthy, don't put a vitamin in there. Don't put an extra pill that you don't need just because you feel like it would benefit you because you are eating healthy and you want to eat even healthier by getting a vitamin in your diet. Don't do that because it's not good for you. Putting a vitamin in your body or any kind of non-FDA regulated pill, I would call it pill because it's not FDA regulated. So it's not good for you. You don't really want that in you. It's just a waste of money. So, you know, you have to be thinking about what you are paying for. And one of those things is vitamins. And if you don't need the vitamin, don't get it. Don't do it because some celebrity says that this vitamin brand is better for you than this vitamin brand, because it's for your own good. You are telling yourself what you want to eat, not other people telling you what you want to eat. So I guess this is very important. You know, money is one of the most important things in the world, and you don't want to be wasting money on random things, you know, in life, just such as vitamins that you don't need if you are not nutrient or vitamin deficient in any, right? So I guess this is really important. So the overall takeaway from this episode is that you should be eating real, wholesome, basically whole foods and not eating vitamins because of all these reasons behind it, you know. You don't want to be relying on vitamins as your nutrient. You don't want to be wasting your money and breaking the bank for something that you're not getting, like, well, or basically a good buck on. You don't want to be putting a non-FDA regulated pill in yourself, because it's not really called a vitamin, since it might not be a vitamin. It could be other stuff. It could be more than just a vitamin, you know? So you gotta think about that. And if you are eating nutrient-densely foods and you're adding an extra vitamin, that could be harming you more than doing real good, you know? So that is basically the main lesson or the main points that I've made in this episode. And I hope you take these points into consideration, because I learned a lot from researching about multivitamins, which, you know, has changed my perspective on vitamins and supplements and dietary supplements in general. So, yeah. I hoped you learned about multivitamins in this episode, because I learned a lot just from researching on it by myself for a research paper, and I feel like this is a very important topic to talk about, since many people don't really know about multivitamins, and I didn't know about it before, and now I do, because of all the research that I've done. And, you know, so tune in next time to another Fuji podcast. And I believe next time I will be making an episode about, like, travel foods and some foods that you can take with you on the airplane, you know, maybe. Or some other some other podcast ideas I will be talking about are, you know, such as, I really don't know. So just tune in next time for the next episode of Fuji Podcast. Thank you, and have a great day.